Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Chell.
Hi.
Now, there are a lot of different woodpeckers out there. Which ones do we have here, and what are they doing this time of year?
Yeah, we do. We have a nice array of woodpeckers that are regular here and regularly here, and also a few that are more infrequent, occasional visitors. And so let's go through the common ones. We'll kind of go from largest to smallest. And beginning with, of course, the pileated or pileated, depending upon which pronunciation you like. And this is the largest of our local woodpeckers, 16 to almost 20 inches long. So you really can't mistake it for any other bird. You know, maybe if you need an analogy, the size of a crow, it's a big bird, not hard to see. Very boisterous, not shy about announcing its presence. They're black, basically black, with a very prominent red crest on both the males and the females, but only half of it is red in the females. And the males have a red mustache that kind of sweeps back from the base of their bills, and the females have a mustache also, or more of a line, but it's, you could call it a mustache, but it's black. The hairy woodpecker is the next, and the hairy woodpeckers are 8.5 to 10 inches long. They are black and white with an all-white back and with white outer tail feathers. And the males have a red patch on their heads. Females do not. And they are obviously smaller than the pileated. The next smallest is black-backed woodpecker, which is very similar in size to the hairy and is all black. And the males have a yellow patch on the back of their heads. Black-backed woodpeckers are not as common as the pileated and hairies and the downy, which we'll talk about next. But they can pretty consistently be found, if you really go looking, inland in our more densely coniferous forests. So forests of jack pine and black spruce. So they are here. They're here pretty much all the time. Their numbers kind of ebb and flow with conditions in the forest, but they're definitely here.
Would we see them at bird feeders?
You know, we had one come to suet once in the winter at our bird feeder, but very unlikely. So then the next woodpecker on our regular woodpecker list is the downy woodpecker, and they're the smallest woodpecker in North America. And 6 to 7 inches long, so this is a bird that would easily fit in your hand. And they look very similar, other than size, to the hairy. So they're black and white, the males with the red patch, the females without a white back, but the downies have a much tinier bill, and they also have black spots or bars on their otherwise white tail feathers.
Yeah, and they're real common. We see those all winter long and yeah, all year long, really.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely regular companions, and you know, at the feeders, at if you're out in the woods, they're very likely species to hear or see and encounter. So the other woodpeckers that are more intermittent or less likely to see every year are the American three-toed, which, like the black-backed, is different from the others in that it only has three toes instead of four. This is also has been called the ladder-back woodpecker. So it's basically black, but it has black and white barring on the back instead of the back being black. And then people also have observed here the red-bellied woodpecker and a red-headed woodpeckers. So those are the woodpeckers that I'm aware of that people have definitely seen within our area.
Are woodpeckers related to flickers?
Yes, but woodpeckers that we're talking about are the species within that larger family group of woodpeckers that excavate their own cavities for nesting. So that leads us to, what are they doing now? Good segue. To start out with, each species that we've been talking about has a very unique and distinctive drumming pattern that it uses to communicate within a large area among all the woodpeckers, but also between pairs of woodpeckers. And they use that drum beat primarily to establish where their territories are and let everybody know And so this is something that's going on right now. All the woodpeckers are involved in this because this is the time when they begin to form their pair bonds or reestablish them if they've, you know, been hanging around kind of loosely together over the course of the year. And many of these pairs utilize the same territories more than 1 year. And so that drumming can be a drumming back and forth, answering call and response between a pair, members of a pair, on their territory and in their territory. But it can also be between neighboring birds to just, you know, make sure we all understand exactly where we where we're meant to be. So as I said, these are all cavity nesters, and they nest primarily, make their cavities primarily in dead trees or the dead branches of trees. So here's a really, you know, excellent example of why dead things, dead trees in the woods are really valuable at part of the whole ecosystem of our forest to these critters that need them for their nesting habitat. And new cavities are excavated every year by the pair. So at this time of year, the bonds are, you know, kind of being reformed. They're going around their territory, the pair together and they're and separately, and looking for good potential locations. They may each individually start one and start down that road, but the key to successful breeding is for them to agree and commit to that site and begin to, you know, join together in an excavation, even if one of them ultimately does most of the work. And so they're going to start making their entrance hole and then work their way in. And once they get the interior cavity deep enough, then they're going to go inside and work from the outside. So if you happen to, you know, locate one of these excavations going on, it's really fun to watch that process and then eventually see them throwing things, you know, out the wood bits and whatnot out the door.
I have a pileated that likes the electric light pole next door. And boy, does that carry.
Ooh, I bet. Yeah. Well, what could be more satisfying, you know?
I'm sure he's not trying to build a nest in that.
Yeah,
but,
no.
And then there's the Harrys that work on the cedar shake shingles on my old shed.
Not your favorite.
Well, they're not hurting anything. But then I got one that's working around my windowsill.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying your place does, but sometimes that it's an indication that there's some kind of insect activity.
Oh, there probably is. Oh. Cluster flies.
Yeah.
We'll talk about cluster flies some other time.
Okay.
Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. Thanks, Chell, for helping us understand woodpeckers.
You're so welcome.